A rainy vacation would put most of us in a very grumpy mood. But for one couple, a rainy holiday on Mackinac Island turned into inspiration for a new board game they call Mackinac Island Treasure Hunt. Creators Barbara Overdeer and Jim Moratsky are here. Jim, tell us about the moment that you and Barbara came up with this idea.
In this case, we were out in the woods and thinking about, you know, what's a good way to have other people see what's happening out here? Because I think a lot of people are used to just visiting the downtown part of Mackinac Island and not really getting out into the state park area, which we find, you know, pretty fascinating. And it was, you know, I mean, the Mackinac Island's kind of a distillation of all of the things that are fascinating about northern Michigan and the Great Lakes. I mean, when you talk about the geological history, the human history of, you know, a gathering place for Native Americans, of contact period, of, you know, big folks like Father Marquette and all that coming through, the wars and all the various things there tied in with this great natural history resource that's on the island in terms of, you know, our second national park, which then was given to the state of Michigan as our first state park. There's just a ton of interesting things there. And so a rainy day for us up there is just a bonus of trying to sit down and think about all that we've seen on other days.
And Barbara, how did that great idea turn into a board game? Actually, five games in one, correct?
We've got the card game that a bright seven-year-old could play, and then all the way up to the treasure hunt game, which is pretty difficult. Even college-age students have found it challenging. And so there's something for everybody.
Jim, what are some of the other games?
Well, it starts with a basic card game that gives you a chance to kind of collect sets of things that are common, like, you know, plants, animals, and that kind of thing. And then the first board game is a nature hike game, which basically gives you the feeling of, you know, kind of walking down a trail on the island, maybe, you know, seeing a flash of red out of the corner of your eye and hearing a cuck-cuck-cuck sound of a bird, and then you get to see a like a pileated woodpecker and then score 2 points from that. So that was what we were trying to do with the nature hike game, is really you know, give people the feeling of going on a nature hike on the island. There's a cooperative game that we call the scavenger hunt, where people are trying to find a series of historical treasures around the island before the season changes to winter. There's a memory game where you travel around the island, and every time you move to a new place, you can reveal a hidden historical treasure. And then the last game is what we call the treasure hunt game, which is sort of like Clue, I guess. You could tell each of the players has a treasure hidden around the island, and you have to ask them open-ended yes or no questions about where their treasure is, what the treasure is that they've hidden, and then if you can find it, then you score a bunch of points that way. So those are the general overview of the five games.
Barb, besides something fun and educational to do if you get reined in at the cottage up north, what do you hope people will get out of playing Mackinac Island Treasure Hunt?
Well, one of the ideas that I've had all along is to try to get kids away from the computer screen for a while. The board game, by virtue of playing it, it teaches people social skills, but our game specifically focuses on nature appreciation, nature observation, and natural history. And it sort of bridges the gap, I would say, between nature and technology. So many kids are addicted to gadgets and digital ways of learning, and I just feel that we just need to get kids back connected to nature and working in social ways with other people.
Jim, how about you? What do you hope people will get out of your game?
We really want to help people understand that there's a deep history and lots of interesting stories about the places that are right close by here in northern Michigan. Pretty much every place has a real interesting story to tell, and so we hope that through this game, folks will realize the real diversity of the natural history on the island, but then also it's a really important place in the human history of the development of this whole region.
The Mackinac Island Board Game. And you can get information at MackinacTreasure.com. Thanks to Barbara Overdeer and Jim Moratsky, the creators of the game. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.